Our guest today is Shelley Roberts. She is a member of the Fall Fair Committee from the Kincardine Ag Society. Hi, Shelley. How are you today?
Hi, JC. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming on to talk about, a part of the Fall Fair that's going to be a little bit different this year. It's called the Great Shiverton Race. Now, Shelley, what is the Great Shiverton Race, and how is it going to take place at the Fall Fair this year?
Okay, so the Great Shiverton Race is a fantastic way to promote our local organizations and clubs. And I am seeking 4 clubs to compete with each other in inflatable costumes. And there's hilarity that will be happening through this and great memories and fun for everybody.
And now when you say an inflatable race, so what I'm envisioning is a bunch of people running around in like those inflatable T-Rex costumes. Is that what this is going to be?
Yes, it is. And so I invite the clubs to choose their own costumes if they want to come prepared, or I will have the costumes available and they will pick from a hat and won't know what they're getting until they put it on.
This is going to be hilarious for those clubs that want to participate. When is this event going to start?
It starts there's a photo scavenger hunt from 9:30 to 10:30 for the competitors, but the actual race begins at 11 a.m.
Now, for clubs that are interested in participating, how would they go and get signed up? How would they get more information?
They can either email shiverton@yahoo.com, or they can text or phone me at 519-386-6463.
And this is, of course, happening as part of the Kincardine Fall Fair, which, of course, goes on the Labor Day weekend. For people that are looking to get more information on the Fall Fair itself and everything else that's happening, how would they best do that?
I would suggest going to the Facebook page for the Kincardine Fall Fair.
And, of course, we're going to share links for everything that we've talked about on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. And I understand that the Great Shiverton Race, it's part of the bigger Shiverton event that's going to be happening Friday, October 3rd, 13th. Tell us what Shiverton is, the Halloween event.
Well, Shiverton is this year, I'm relaunching it. It's called the Resurrection this year because it's been off for a couple of years. The first 2 years, it was run as a fundraiser for the Tiverton Lions Club. But now it is being run as a fundraiser for the Rose Hope Foundation. I do work with domestic violence survivors in a third world country that has the highest murder rates in the world and next to zero resources. So I am doing everything I can to assist. And at the moment, it's just, it's outreach programs and a number of things that I am doing to assist with other organizations there as well. The goal is to build shelters throughout the island. And the shelters would be for men, women, children, and elderly. Domestic violence does not discriminate. So this is a fundraiser for the Rose Hope Foundation, as well as for our local hospice and a food bank drive.
People are thinking about maybe attending the Shiverton event in October when it's coming up. Are tickets going to be available at some point, or are they already out there for that event?
There's going to be advance tickets available for weekend passes. And then the tickets will also be available. They will be listed on the Shiverton main page Facebook group. And that will be the list will be available there. There's a number of events and activities that are going on throughout the weekend of Friday the 13th. Of course, there's going to be the traditional Halloween haunted house tour. And there will also be a community kickoff party. There will be a trunk or treat, as well as a Halloween vendor village, plus so much more, a rage room. I'm hoping to get the funding together for an escape room or escape room company that would be coming. And there will be face painting, a dance, games, prizes, magician. The list goes and goes. There's all kinds of things all Halloween lovers will just enjoy.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about the Shiverton event itself when it happens in October. But in the meantime, there's kind of a little preview that's going to be happening at the Kincardine Fall Fair during the Labor Day weekend, and that is the Great Shiverton Race. Again, is there any information that we should know, Shelley, about the race at the Fall Fair? Anything else that we might have missed or not talked about?
I think we pretty much covered it. The Shiverton race starts at 11 a.m., where the four clubs would compete in the inflatable costumes that they end up wearing, however that comes about. And so please stop by and enjoy and share. It'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to plan to be there to help host this event on September 2nd. Looking forward to the Great Shiverton Race. Shelley Roberts of the Kincardine Ag Society, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this great event.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and thank you for emceeing. I'm really looking forward to working with you on this.